This shouldn't be a thing.
And as always, if you have a thing you think should not be, send it in to Greg and me at Jane Says at civicmedia.us. JaneSays. Jane Says at civicmedia.us. This from the Associated Press. Calvin found this one. The headline reads, Burrow Racing wins over runners in backcountry ode to mining history. They're racing donkeys.
Okay. All
essentially.
Right. Yeah, all right.
This is from Morgan Lee in the Associated Press. Cerrillos, New Mexico. Backcountry runners are embracing the physical and emotional challenge of racing with pack burros that don't always move at their pace. This race honoring the Old West.
It just sounds like you want to run with donkeys.
You have to pull a donkey. Essentially, the burros must carry a saddle, a pick, and a pan, and a shovel in homage to the old mining days. And then they are led by these miners. They have to sprint with their burros to the finish line. 70 teams competed. 70.
All I'm going to say is poor donkeys. Because this didn't have to happen. There was no...
the burros weren't calling for this.
No, not at all. And it just seems like someone said, hey, you know what we should do to recognize and honor the old ways?
The Old West.
Let's just do something that gives us a reason to party, get drunk, and be a quote-unquote contest.
Are we sure this didn't happen in Milwaukee?
Is this our running of the bulls?
It's the running of the burros.
Oh, God. We just are not what God intended.
Marvin Sandoval of Leadville, Colorado, and his mini burro named Buttercup finished first on Saturday, completing the course in just over 49 minutes. Hundreds of cheering spectators lined the street, with his nearest competitors not even in sight. He says the secret to his success, he calls Buttercup, she's like a unicorn. She wants to be out front. A burro race can devolve into a contest of wills when they decide they don't want to do that.
Oh, I just want to see all of them not want to do that. Them all just sit there going, no.
Experienced racers say that doesn't mean their donkeys are being stubborn. They are smart and naturally curious. If something scares them and it makes them nervous, they're just going to stop and check it out.
Yeah.
Healthy donkeys typically live 40 years or more, and they're supposed to be from, and I follow some people who have rescue farms where they've taken in donkeys and burros, and they are supposed to be the sweetest animals.
I just want to pet
the sweetest, sweetest animals. Burro racing emerged shortly after World War II in depopulated Colorado mining towns. It is now an official state heritage sport, with the marquee races in Leadville, Buena Vista, and Fairplay, blending county fair cheer and athleticism.
No. Nope.
You're running. You're pulling the donkey.
I'll tell you what. We'll call this athleticism when you, the human, are pulling a donkey in a cart. That's athleticism. Until then, you are literally just sitting there going, go, and
come
enjoying.
Come on.
I have turned into old man Bach on this one. I do not like this. I think it's a no. Forget it. Hey, you want to celebrate the old days? Go to a museum. Read a book.
You can do that too.
Don't need to ride a donkey.
Leave the burros alone.
Yes.
That wraps up today's episode of
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.